Let's pray. Father God, thank you for today. Father, thank you for the time that we have together. And God, we pray that you would continue to give us vision. God, continue to give us passion. And Father, we just pray that you'd be glorified in the rest of this service. It's in the powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, listen, church, if you have your Bibles, let's go ahead and meet just for one verse. It's going to be Isaiah 43:19. Isaiah 43:19 this morning. We're going to read one passage of scripture because today is a little bit different. It is a celebration Sunday for us. And you're going, man, it looks a little different. It is. It's going to be different. Me sitting on this stool, this is not normal for me. So my prayer is that I stay here. That's been my desire all Sunday morning is, man, I'll stay on this stool. So I'm going to do the best I can. But you may be here today going, hey, we're guests for the very first time. I want to say we're honored that you chose to be with us today because you may be thinking, hey, this is a bad Sunday for us to be here, Celebration Sunday. You're going to share about where you guys are going, where you've been. I think it's a great day for you to be here. I think it's a great day for you to hear where we've been and hear where we're going, what God has laid on our heart. And so we are honored that you chose to be with us this morning. So again, today is a little different day. I'm going to have a chance. I think it was worthy enough. This is the first time we've ever done this. Worthy enough to go, hey, let me take a Sunday morning, call a time out, and just share what God has done in our life as a church for the last 8 years and where we're going. And so we're going to do that. So we've entitled today, Next Steps. So anytime you hear Next Steps or you see this logo, know this. We're going to give you information about where we're headed and what God's doing in our life. Next Steps today, we're talking about that. And so what I want to do is, through this Next Steps series, you're going to hear three areas of your life that we're going to continue to talk about. And today we're going to talk about three areas in the life of our church. And one is going to be this. One is going to be my legacy. The church has a legacy. We're going to talk about that. How for the last 8 years, what we've been about. And then we're going to talk about the church as a home. I mean, we're a family. We're made up of believers. And so we're a home. And what does that look like? And then we're going to talk about our mission. But I want to make this more on a personal level over the next few days, weeks, months, even I'm going to say possibly the next year. Is for you individually, what is your legacy as a husband, as a wife, as children, as a family? What is your legacy? And what is your home? And what is God calling your home to look like? And then what is your mission? So we're going to talk about that today. But we're talking about moving beyond. You guys know that back in January, God laid a theme on my heart for moving beyond. Last year it was others, and we walked through all the whole year of 2017, and it was that of others. And so this year was moving beyond, and I really didn't know what that meant. I really didn't. I thought, God, that's great. Moving beyond what? And I felt God go, yes, every area of spiritual, of economics, of all the areas of moving beyond. What, moving beyond every area of your life, we're going to move beyond. And God landed a verse, if you guys remember, and it's found in Isaiah chapter 43. And allow me to read it, if you don't mind. It's verses 18 and following. And here's what it said. This is our theme verse, moving beyond, and our theme verse for this year. And here's what it says. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Let me pause there for a moment. You're going, okay, but you're reflecting on the past today. I am, but we're celebrating the past. So don't judge me, okay? We good? And so here's what it says, verse 19. It says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. And then it says, now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? And then it closes out verse 19 and it says this, I will make a way. Now, I want to talk about where we've been, but I believe with all of my heart, God has called us to move beyond, and I think it's more clear than ever that God has made a way. As your pastor, please know this, our leadership, we've been on our knees, and I believe that God has just breathed on His church, and we're seeing His church do amazing things. So let's talk a little bit about where we have been over the last 8 years. I want to talk a little bit about miracle moments, because as I was preparing for this for the last several weeks, I began to recall incredible miracle moments that I've just simply forgot about. And so let's just kind of take a journey, if you will, for the last 8 years. So in 2009, we had some pastors from Faith Barton, Dr. Danny Sinkfield, a spiritual hero of mine. I love him to death. And so he said, hey, we want to start a church in Arlington. Because at the time, 2009, Arlington was roughly about 10,000 people. I think now it's around 14,000 people. But it was 10,000 people, and they did a survey and spent all this money to do a survey and said it was about 80% of Arlington at the time was unchurched. Now here's what that meant. Not lost or saved or any of that stuff, but it's saying they're unchurched. Maybe at one time they went to church, but it's families who found the bedroom community and soccer's become important. It's been good, but 80% were unchurched. He goes, man, there's a need there. And so Faith Bartlett had the vision to go, let's go start a church. Now here's how they did it. If you read all the church planning books, you'll realize we kind of did it wrong, but God was in it. Our first place we met was in the farmer's market. You guys take a look at this picture. So in 2009, we met in the farmer's market. You guys seen this on in the Arlington downtown area. That's where this began, 2009. And so Dr. Danny Seatfield would come out, and he would preach, and these were kind of vision meetings, if you will. Here's what the inside of this place looked like. Man, it was rough. It had like, I think it had some dirt floors at times. It was really cold this day. I wasn't here yet. This is what they tell me. Now there were heaters in the back and on the sides. And someone, true story, someone told me that I think a lady's hair got caught on fire because of that. Now, if you're here today, would you raise your hand? I want to put your name in our history books. Are you with me? I want to know if that's true or not. So that's what we've heard about that. So 2009, that's where we began to meet. And again, all of your church planning books says, man, don't start in a barn. And that's what we did. And so next we did this. We moved from November 2009 in that area. To October to November 2009. And this was the vineyard. And many of you guys know Miss Donna Birdsong on Sassafras. She attends church here. Many of you ladies know where that's at. Many of you men wish your ladies didn't know where that was at. Are you with me? Spending all the money there. But that's where Sassafras is now, but that was the vineyard. And it was a very small facility, and we gathered there. You guys gathered there. I wasn't here yet. You guys gathered there for a short time, and it was just a very small setting. But it was incredible for that season. And so we know from there, from November 2009, God moved mightily, and in February of 2010, we began to meet at Advent Presbyterian Church on Chester. Now, here's what the inside of that looked like, and we had we would meet. Here's the deal: we would meet at 8 o'clock, and this is where Melinda and our family came along about this time. We would meet at 8 o'clock at Advent Presbyterian Church, and we would have to be out by 9:15 because they started church like at 9:30, 9:45. Now, we used to laugh and say this. Jesus wasn't even up at 8 o'clock. Are you with me? Can you imagine coming to church at 8 o'clock? And so at the time we were living in Olive Branch, Mississippi. So we'd leave at like 5:30. Our kids are going, Dad, we don't like church. I'm like, I don't either. And not at 5:30. This is terrible. But we met there. And so our big goal, our first Easter, I'll never forget it. Our first Easter, some of our leadership, and it wasn't me. I didn't have the money at that time. Our leadership was going, hey, if we have 100 people on Easter, we'll provide everybody steak dinner that evening. And so we had 102 people. We celebrated that. We held them true to that. Everybody had a steak dinner, but it was 100 people. We'd come back at 5 o'clock for food. We'd eat. And, you know, Baptist, man, you got to eat. So we'd eat. And then we'd have a time like this of just one Bible fellowship. So it was incredible times. Here's what the outside of the building looks like. You guys have seen it before. They're on Chester. And I just want to say this. Do you not love when God's in it? Pastor Don Kearns of Advent Presbyterian Church, another denomination. I've said this many times. I believe that Satan gets in denominational lines and clouds that. Another denomination said, yeah, you guys come on. You want to start a church. So can we just give Advent a round of applause? Yeah. We will be forever grateful to Pastor Don Kearns and Advent Presbyterian. But let me say this. Because of that, may we never serve and be closed arm and closed fisted. May we be open handed and open fisted. So many of you guys have said this. Hey, man, I saw on Facebook the other day that River City, Pastor Jonathan Dunn, River City is looking to come out here and start a church, and they're having an interest meeting at our place. And I said, absolutely. Man, when Pastor Jonathan called, good friends, he called and goes, hey, we're looking to start a church out there. Can we hold an interest meeting at your place? I said, man, how can we not? Absolutely. You guys come on. Now, here's the thing. You guys can't go. Are you with me? That's just for them. If I catch you going, I'll burn your house down. All right? We're good there? Only kidding. We're grateful for them. So may we always be the church and just love on other people. Hey, this is about kingdom expansion. It's going to take everybody. Listen, there are 14,000 people in Arlington. We need churches in Arlington. Amen? Okay, so that's been great. So that's kind of where that landed. And again, that was February 2010. And then in June of 2010, we had our first baptism. We at the time, we didn't have a baptistry. We're in a Presbyterian church. And so we went to Elaine Harville's house. I think we baptized 3 people in that pool. It was a great time of celebration. And then in June, we had a preview service here. Many of you guys don't know, this used to be an old ATC facility, and they moved across the street before we did our renovation. And that was our first preview service. Do you see the mirrors on the wall there? Hey, anybody remember scratch and sniff pictures? If you could scratch and sniff that picture, it smelled like a dirty, wet sock. Are you with me? That'll bless you. That's what it smelled like on that day. I'm like, man, this is rough. And so we met that day. It was a preview day. Everybody got excited. And we went back to Advent Presbyterian, and we did a big renovation here, and that's what you see here today, and that's kind of how that happened. And so the next picture is this. You'll see this. This was the blueprint of this facility. Now, I will never forget, our first service was right here in October of 2010. And so I will never forget, we marked up, if you were to lift this carpet up, man, there's verses all over the floor. We wrote verses on the floor, so there's verses underneath your feet. I will never forget looking at this blueprint going, let's go back, there you go. I'll never forget looking at the blueprint going, man, we will never, ever, ever outgrow this thing. This thing is a Taj Mahal. Are you with me? And this is our first service, all right? And we had 235 people. There we go. Our first service here, October 31st, 2010, our first service here. We had 235 people show up. Now, we didn't keep that many. We landed back about 120, and God began to do amazing things. And so, man, it was just exciting times around that area. And so we saw God move and do incredible, incredible things. Now, here's what I want to say to you. So October, people have asked, hey, when is your anniversary? I go, pick one. I mean, we met in December 2009, and then we had our first service here October 2010, but we constituted April of 2012. So let's just do this. Let's get the record straight this morning and go, our anniversary is going to be October of 2010. Okay, so it's been 8 years. That's great. And so, man, we want to, that way we'll kind of get some clarity to that. But here's what you don't know. So on this day, Pastor Danny and I sat down. He goes, hey, what does this look like? I'm so grateful for Pastor Danny to go, hey, we have a vision. We're willing to sacrifice financially. We're willing to sacrifice people. He got up in front of a church like this, say, I'm asking whoever wants to go, go. And so what happens, we thought in 5 years, we will constitute, we'll become our own entity because that was purposeful. He goes, I want to send you guys out. I want you to pastor. And at some point, I want you guys to break off and I want you to have our DNA. And so that was purposeful. But 2 years into this, God moved. And man, we were at two services. 1 year after we started, October 2010, in June of 2011, we were at two services. And people go, man, you never start two services in the summer. God was moving. Can I just say, He was breathing on us in miracle moments over and over and over that we see God moving. So that was our first service. And then we see in January of 2014, I'll say this, January 2014, the bank came to us and they go, hey, we're out of space. We're meeting in a doctor's office next door. We're meeting at Exhibit A next door. We're just simply out of space even then. And so in January 2014, the bank came and said, hey, we have around 12.9 acres and it's right next to Donaldson Elementary. Anybody know where that's at? You go down Airline Road, take a right on Donaldson Elementary. It's right next door to that. 12.9 acres, would you guys be interested? So we did our due diligence. We began to pray over that. Man, God, what does this look like? And by November, when it rolled around, I'll never forget, we were praying. I thought, God, we can't afford it. Well, ministry would have to stop. We cannot afford this land. And again, another miracle moment. Someone heard the need. Someone heard the vision, and they paid in cash the land. And so as of November of 2014, we own 12.9 acres. And that's just a God moment. Can I just say that God is good? Another miracle moment that He did. So what does all this mean? What does this mean? That was a great kind of history lesson for where we've been. Talk to me about what's been happening spiritually with you guys for the last 8 years. Let me share this with you. So our records show in the last 8 years, can I just tell you this, another God-breathing, God moment, miracle moment. We have had 143 baptisms in this place. Yeah, come on. I'm telling you, that's a God thing. Because let me say this. According to studies, 84 Southern Baptist churches per month will shut their doors. 84 Southern Baptist churches per month are closing their doors. 20% of Southern Baptist churches will not baptize one person this year. And let me just say this. Their pastor's preaching the Word of God as hard as he can. Their deacons are praying as hard as they can. The church is behind it. But listen, can I just say this? God is breathing on Faith Arlington. Can I say that to you? It's a miracle moment. I love that. I say it all the time. In spite of my ignorance, God still chooses to bless. And it is a God thing. So we're just grateful for that. We know this. We've had 84 people in the last year join Faith Arlington. And again, a God moment. 84 people, 143 baptisms. Our finances have never been stronger. Our MDO program with Ms. Laura Horner is stronger than it's ever been. Our children's director, Ms. Jen Parks, our children's ministry has never been stronger than it's ever been. Our student ministry with Andrew Fortner, Pastor Andrew Fortner, has never been stronger than it's ever been. Man, we have never kicked off a financial campaign. When we paid off the bill of the land, here's what we said. Hey, let's just start a soft start of a building. You guys want to contribute to a building, go ahead. And since that time, we have had $80,000, I believe in your listener guide, the exact numbers there, close to $80,000 given for the new building. And praise God for that, because there is coming really shortly a day that will kick off this campaign, financial campaign. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. We've been to five this year. Will be five international mission trips, Guatemala, Costa Rica. God is doing amazing things when we stop back and look at our legacy. But most important, we say this. Man, we've seen lives radically change. We've seen marriages restored. We've seen relationships rebuilt. We've seen people come through the waters of believers' baptism, salvation take place, discipleship take place. That is our legacy. May that continue to always be our legacy of what God's done in and through our church. So that's the legacy part that we want to talk about today. Now I want to talk about just for a moment our home. Now you have a home and we have a home. This building, this church is our home. So allow me, if you will, just to state some facts, because God is moving, and if you look around, we're pretty crowded. And so I want to state some facts to you just a little bit about the home, about the building that we're in on a Sunday morning. You guys are well aware that we have four what we call Bible fellowship classes that take place on Sunday morning. So 8:30 we have a service, 11 o'clock we have a service, and in between we have what we call Bible fellowship. And I say this, I want to see if you guys can help me. If you go to one thing on a Sunday morning, what do you go to? Bible fellowship. Amen to that. You guys passed the test. So here's the deal. We have four Bible fellowships happening. So up in the doctor's office right now at the 9:45 hour, we have Jim Harville and Danny Young have a Bible fellowship class. And yes, we said a doctor's office. It's a chiropractor. We said, hey, you can hear a great lesson, get your back cracked the same hour. So they're like booming with that kind of advertising. We have right here in the service in between. Now we converted over. We have two Bible fellowship classes that take place here. We have Andrew Vitito take place and Ken Birdsong have a class right here. And you guys know that we just hired Pastor David Smith, and he came in and said, hey, Brian, the very first Sunday, I'll never forget, he goes, hey, Brian, who came up with the idea of having two classes in this one room? That's a terrible idea. I said, Pastor Ken Birdsong, I agree. That's terrible. I would never do that. And so I want to say this. And we also know that Mr. Tom Miller, our senior adult, say they're meeting in a children's room. I walked through there the other day, and they have like these low-flying butterflies that hit you right in the face if you're not careful. So I just want to say this. Thank you for being flexible. We said this often, the F in faith is for flexible. And thank you guys for being flexible. But we said this, if you go to one, go to Bible fellowship. However, I've said this before, 35% of our people go to Bible fellowship because there is just no space. And that's on me, because we say it, you grow in circles, not in rows. And so we know that that is a need where relationships are built, needs are met. And so we need you in Bible fellowship. However, we have to come up with an idea of providing more space because we're simply out of space for that. Our children's area, we're at maximum capacity. Listen, praise God for Ms. Jen Parks. I don't know how she does it, but we have some classes probably going on right now. And I know we did last hour where there's probably 18 children in a room that really needs to hold 12. And she's done a phenomenal job moving that around, making that happen. So keep hanging with us on there. Our sanctuary is pretty full. Our 8:30 hour this morning, you couldn't find three seats together. This one you can, just a few. But if a family of four walks in today and go, hey, we want to sit together, where are we going to put them? So I just want to say publicly thank you to Philip Pardue and Justin Thurmer for making that happen. You guys have been really good of scooting us, and you guys as well, of scooting in and up. We say that all the time. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for being flexible when it comes to our sanctuary. Our student ministries on Wednesday nights, you guys know that we have Awana's here for our students. We have a couple of discipleship classes. Upstairs, our students meet. And let me just say this. They've been hitting on an average for the last month or so, 50 students. And you know the area. Yeah, praise God for that. You know the area they're meeting in. And so if you've shown up on a Wednesday night and you pulled in the parking lot and go, man, those kids are going nuts outside. Hey, bear with us. Just don't run over one. Are you with me? And just bear with us, because we have to have more space. Again, being flexible is what it's all about. But let me say this. We were here about 3 years ago. We were here where the numbers were running today. We were here about 3 years ago. But I won't say we weren't here spiritually, and we weren't here financially. And we weren't quite here with the number wise. But let me say this. People get frustrated because it's a great problem to have. However, it's a problem. So unfortunately, people get frustrated. And more unfortunately, we had some people leave. And so church, we have to do something. So that's our home. Let's move and talk about our mission. Now here's the deal. Isaiah 43:19 says this. I will make a way. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. It says, don't think about the things in the past, but it says, I will make a way. And I promise you, church, listen to me. If there's ever been a time I've been so excited and so passionate about the vision that God has us going on, it's now. I believe that God has made a way. So before we talk about mission, I want to call your attention to this video, and you guys take a look at this.
Good morning. My name is Justin Thurmer. This is my wife, Melissa Thurmer. We've been members here at Faith Baptist Arlington going on 2 years now. For me, growing up, I was not raised in the church. My father was raised in the Catholic Church as a child, and for the most part, my mother was unchurched as well. Growing up in our home, we were taught the difference between good and evil, but we were not taught about Jesus.
I was raised in the Baptist Church, and at 9 years old, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I was very involved in church all throughout my childhood until about my sophomore year in high school. At that point, that's when I just started making my own decisions and just making very worldly decisions. Justin and I met in college, and we got married right out of college and thought that we were doing everything right. We got a house. We had children. And we always put our children in a church-based childcare. And the Lord just really started working through our oldest son, Braden. He started asking us. He didn't understand why we didn't go to a church. So Justin and I sat down and we discussed it, and we realized that that was something we were missing in our lives. The Lord led us here to Faith Baptist Arlington, and from the minute that we walked in the door, everybody here was just very open-armed and genuine to us, and very welcoming to us for who we were, but more importantly, where we were in our lives.
And after several months of hearing and learning about Jesus' promises for us, I decided that that's how I wanted to live my life. I wanted to lead my family to live their lives for Jesus as well. And at the age of 33, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and was baptized right here in Faith Baptist Arlington.
You know, Faith Baptist Arlington hasn't just been a church for us. It's also given us a place where we can come and serve our Lord and really just give Him and glorify Him for everything He has done in our lives. Not only has it been the Bible studies and the different ministries, but this church has really helped us realize that it's not just a religion, but it's that personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen. I tell you, that's our mission, life transformation. I love the Thurmers. If you guys don't know them, and if you live in the neighborhood across the interstate that's gated, I just want to apologize because I know they beat on your door. And I think the whole neighborhood comes here now. So praise God for the Thurmer family. That's heart transformation. And that's our mission. And so where do we go from here? What does this look like? What is our mission? You guys know that I think it was several weeks ago, possibly a month ago. I love me some Pastor Phil Newberry. But you know that Bellevue, Arlington, was called back to the main campus. And so you guys have been praying. We've been praying alongside just the people in that church and Pastor Phil and what that looks like for them and their next step. But you know when that happened, we got a phone call, and it was from the school board, and they said, hey, listen, Bellevue has moved back to the Applin campus. Would you guys be interested in possibly taking over the high school? And so I got with our leadership, and we prayed for that for a moment. We said, well, I don't think that's really for us right now, just in the season we're in. However, we began to pray and talk through that, and we felt God laying a very clear direction on our heart, and we called him back, and we said, hey, listen, maybe not the high school, but what makes sense is Donaldson Elementary, because Donaldson Elementary is right next door to our property. And if you guys hadn't seen the property, and I know we're kind of heavy on the videos today, but if you hadn't seen our property, I want to show it to you real quick. It's 12.9 acres. It's right next door to Donaldson. Take a look at this, if you will. Looks ready to build, don't it? All it's missing is a building. Amen. So here's the deal. You guys see Donaldson right next door. And so we asked and we said, hey, listen, Arlington Community Schools, would you mind if we just moved in Donaldson? And they said yes. And so there's several reasons behind that. And allow me to explain this for just a moment, if you would. our space problem would be eliminated. And so when you look around now, literally, we are in a chiropractor's office. We're in Exhibit A with a smell of burning plastic if you've been over there for a class. You look around. I mean, we are just simply out of space. And so what do? This would eliminate the space problem. They have a cafeteria that will seat, now it'll seat about 350 people. And I want to say that because our fire chief is in the room, but here's what it means. It will actually seat about 450 people. He didn't hear that. Are you with me? We want to get him a little bit nervous. So what does that mean? That means we can come back to one service. I've talked to some of you guys. You go, man, hey, I went to the early service the other day, and I don't know anybody in that service. There were 200 people. I didn't know. And so we would love to be able to come back as we build. And now we move into the school as we build. And so we come back at one service for that, and that would be phenomenal. We have a little picture of the cafeteria just to kind of give you an idea of what that looks like. So that's what that would look like. Again, 350 is on the wall. I think we can squeeze 400 people in there. So that'd be great. It's actually a little bit bigger than that. Tables won't be in their course, so it'd be good. So that's that picture. That's what that looks like. That's one reason. We also know that it would give us ample room for Bible fellowship. Awanas are right here on Wednesday nights. And so I asked Jen the other day, I said, Jen, where did you guys play this game? And she goes, oh, in that hallway over there. I'm thinking, man, you had 60 kids. And so we would have the gym. So Sunday mornings, Sunday nights would be there. We'd have a gym. And so all that would look good. We also know this. We're their neighbor. I mean, we're going to be Donaldson Elementary's neighbor. How cool would it be to be right next door to them and be using their facility during this time? Can I say this to you? Do you see God moving again? Do you realize there would be a church and a public school? That's kind of unheard of. There are 800 students in that school. So you know what that means? We have 800 families we can love on and show Jesus. Man, the opportunity for that would be overwhelming. Well, we also know this. As you pull up and we're having service there, you can turn around and go, hey, we're going up with the walls today. Hey, we turn around, there's our property, there's the building. Hey, the roof's on the building. Hey, we're in the drive. Then one Sunday we'll go over there and we mark up those floors. Man, it'd be a great time to sit there and watch our building go up as we go and worship in Donaldson Elementary. Now, I know you have a lot of questions, so here's my deal. After this service, if you have any questions at all, my email's in the listener guide, and so is Pastor David Smith. So I'm going to throw him under the bus and say, email him. Not really. I'll help you, but he's got all the answers. So if you email me, I got to go to him. So email either one of us, but I want to try to answer your questions in closing here. So here's what you're asking. What about our MDO program? Because again, our MDO program is incredible. If you're a teacher or Ms. Laura Horner in this room, listen, our MDO program is phenomenal. We have 40 kids come on Monday and Wednesday, and then we have another 40 kids come on Tuesday and Thursday. It's max capacity. And so we knew that we couldn't close that down. So here's what we said. Hey, Don. So Don Furr is our landlord. Hey, Don. So what does it look like if we lease this space, we continue to rent this downstairs space for Mother's Day out Monday through Thursday from about 8 to 5? What does that look like? And then we go, well, hey, what about offices? So, hey, Don, can we keep our offices upstairs? Many of you guys don't know this, but if you leave the door and you take a left, go in that next door, upstairs is our youth space and our office space. And we asked Don, hey, what about if we continue to rent our office space? Okay, I'll work on that. And then we said, okay, school, Arlington Community Schools, what does it look like for us to rent Donaldson Elementary? And so let me just tell you this today. Again, a God moment. With all those added up, Mother's Day would continue here until we finish our new building. Our offices would continue here until we finish our new building. But Sunday morning and Wednesday nights would be at Donaldson Elementary School. So for all that rent, is still less expensive than what we're paying now for this place. Okay, yeah, come on. God is just in this. Can I tell you that? So here's what this looks like. Here's the outcome of this. So you say, what does that look like? Our Sunday morning services, AM services, would be at the school. Our Wednesday night PM service would be at the school. Our Mother's Day out would be here at 5959 Airline Road. Our offices would be here at 5959 Airline Road. And we would do that as the building goes up until we complete the building. And again, our money would stay the same. Now, let me say this just for a moment. The building is not our mission. The building's not our mission. Know this, the building is just a vehicle or a tool in which our mission is accomplished. Our mission is making disciples. Our mission is sharing Jesus for kingdom expansion. Our mission is seeing families strengthened. Our mission is seeing relationships restored and rebuilt. And that's our mission. And so unfortunately, we have to have a building to do that in. And can I just tell you again, 14,000 people in Arlington. Listen, if we get a little bit of that, we're going to need that building. We're going to outgrow that building. So if you hadn't seen the new building, let me show you the new building. This is what the outside looks like. Many of you guys said, well, I heard it one time, we're building a smaller building. It's going to be a condensed down version. No, we're going with this one. We feel that God has laid this building on our heart, and this is what that looks like. And so there's going to be next steps, and we're going to walk you through each step of what this looks like. So on May the 20th, we want to have a preview service. So May 20th, and you'll hear about this in your listener guide. May 20th, we're going to meet there at Donaldson, and it's for one day. And that's it. It's going to be one day. We're coming back here. And so we're going to meet there on that one day. We're going to have services so you can see where your classes are going to meet. Man, you're going to see where we worship. We're going to actually worship that day. And we love you enough for you to experience it, feel it, touch it, and see it, what all this looks like. But it's temporary. And it's for us to get that building built. May 20th, that's going to happen. We're going to come back here. We're going to continue to worship. And then July the 1st would be our full-time transitioning into Donaldson. So July the 1st this summer, we moved to Donaldson Elementary. We worship there as we continue to start the building process. And you're going, well, hey, talk to me more about the building process. I will. It's just not now. Okay, so right now is just a transition of our next step of moving to Donaldson. Now, let me ask you a question. Okay, here it is. Are you ready? Do you love me? About four of you. Last week, I had three of you. I've asked this twice. Do you love me? Hey, here's the deal. I know what you're thinking. Some of you here today, here's what you're thinking. Man, are you kidding me? I know what's coming next. The financial campaign. You guys are going to talk about money all the time. I want to say this from the pulpit with all the love in my heart. Listen to me. If you're here today and God has not worked on your heart to give, and you cannot give with a cheerful heart, meaning this, I cannot wait to give for that building fund, and you're going to go, well, here's $10, so those guys are hush. Can I say this? I don't want you to give. Unless you can give cheerfully. Now, if Brother Kim was in the service, he'd stand up right now and interrupt me, go, no, we need every dime you got. But we're not going to let him do that. Here's the deal. If you cannot give cheerfully and you don't feel the Lord calling you to give, we're not asking for you to give. Now that this campaign's coming, but this is about heart transformation. And you're going, God, you've told me to give. And it's not going to a building. It's going to kingdom expansion so people can come to know Christ. I know what else you're thinking. Man, this is going to be hard. This is going to be sacrifice. Can I tell you it is? But let me push pause here for a moment. Remember our legacy? Can we rewind 9 years to a pastor who would stand up in front of a church and go, hey, we feel God calling us to start a church in Arlington. Who's going? Do you know that sacrifice that happened financially? And I think around 75 of you guys came. I think that was the case that you came and said, hey, we'll help start. So 75 of you guys came. Listen, there was sacrifice there. There was flexibility there. They had to do this. And can I say this? Can we transform that for us now, 8 years later, and go, yes, can we sacrifice? Because here's the reality. The building is not the end-all be-all. When we finish this building, do you know this? That God may be calling us one day to start another church. And I may be standing up one day and asking some of you guys to go. And my fear would be just like Brother Danny's. Either one fear, everybody will go and we're the church plant. Or two, nobody will go. Listen, I want us to be the church to where our yes is on the table. God is moving and God is breathing on this church. And man, I don't want to miss it. What about you? I'm so excited about what God has in store for us. And listen, when you look around, He's moving mightily. Don't you want to be a part of that? I'm excited for what He has for us. And so what do we do with this? Isaiah 43:19. Here's what it says. We're going to close out with this. It says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Now here's what we could do. God, in the last 8 years, you've been so good. And we're just going to say we're full and we're going to celebrate those times and we're going to stay there. But that's not what we're going to do. He says this, behold, I'm doing a new thing. I think God's doing a new thing here. And then he would say this, now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way. Church, can I tell you, God's making a way. I love the fact that God would choose a guy like me to pastor this church. Can I tell you, it is overwhelming and so humbling for me to pastor this church. I love you guys. And I'm so excited about what God's doing. But when I stop and think how much I really don't know and what God's doing, it is overwhelming. If you could listen to, and I shouldn't say this from the stage, I know this, but I trust you enough. I'm transparent. If you could hear David and I go, God's moving. What are we going to do? You would be going, He's moving. I want to be a part of that. He's using those two knuckleheads to do this. Absolutely. And I want to be that guy. Hey, here it is. I want to ask our guys to make their way to the stage. You're going, have you given an invitation at Envision Sunday? Absolutely. May we never meet as Faith Arlington and give a time response. So here's what this looks like today. If you're here today and you've never called upon the name of the Lord for Him to be the Lord of your life, today's the day. We're going to sing a song in a moment and stand. Would you come? If you're here today and you've been coming for a while and you go, man, listen, we've been here for a little while, but we hadn't joined. And you're looking today to join and you want to be a part of this. Would you come? Man, what does that look like? You just come on down. We'll have pastors down front. We would love to walk through that with you today. Listen, we'd love for you to be a part of what God's doing in this place. Let's pray. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to stand and sing. And would you come? Would you come? Father God, thank you for today. Father, we thank you for the vision that you have given Faith Arlington. And Father, as we reflect on the past, God, we're so grateful. Father, we're so humbled by what you've done and you continue to do. But God, we come before you today and we thank you for the vision. God, we thank you for the vision that you set before us. Father, thank you for all of the cars just landing in the right place. Thank you for Donaldson Elementary. God, we're excited about the families that may not yet know you, but Father, will come to that knowledge of Jesus Christ in a family's life. Father, would you continue to move mightily in and through your church? Father, we pray that we continue to lead as you've called us to lead. And God, may you overlook the balcony of heaven and continue to breathe on your church. We love you. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.